Sensitivity and specificity.
All right, sensitivity and specificity. So sensitivity is the proportion of patients who have the disease, but they also tested positive for the disease.
Good.
Right, that's what you want to happen, right? If they have the disease, we want the test to be positive.
Yes.
So basically, it's a measure of how good is the test at picking up anyone who might have the disease. So let's go through an example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we're using troponin as a test for acute coronary syndrome. And these newer troponins, they're even more sensitive than troponins ever have been in the past, right?
They're super, super, super sensitive.
They're oversensitive. They cry at everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't mean that everyone with a slightly elevated troponin is having an MI, right? You might have an elevated troponin, but doesn't mean for sure you're having a heart attack.
So if you're having a heart attack, it'll pick you up for sure, but it's also going to pick up the people standing next to you that are not having a heart attack. That's how sensitive it is. So you can make a test 100% sensitive by always saying positive, positive, positive. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
It's not always, a test in that case, right? But
always gets it right.
Yeah, yeah, but that doesn't mean it has good specificity.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what's specificity? It's the proportion of patients without the disease who also test negative. That's a good thing, right? If you don't have the disease, we don't want you to test positive for the disease. That's confusing.
Got it.
So it's how good is the test at confirming the diagnosis? So going back to that troponin example, many patients who have all sorts of medical problems other than MI, whether it's heart failure or renal disease or some other cardiac issue like myocarditis, they can also have an elevated troponin. So troponin is not specific to ACS. It still needs to be used in the right clinical setting. You can't just check everyone and say, oh, you have an elevated troponin, you're having an MI. Now, the boards might want you to set up this horrible 2x2 table.
No, please. No, please.
Yeah, and these are all going to be in the notes of how to do this. So it's helpful if you look down at that, or you could just stop listening and just read it from here on. But basically, you set up your 2x2 table, and the way that you calculate sensitivity is true positive divided by true positive plus false negative. So it's the number who tested positive divided by everyone who actually has the disease. And then specificity is calculated by true negative divided by true negative plus false positive, everyone who does not have the disease. So you can follow along in the show notes, go through an example, practice how to do that. I think it's not helpful for me to just say that in an audio recording, but take a look at that and do a little bit of practice because that's sort of low-hanging fruit and they may ask you to calculate a sensitivity or specificity on the boards.
Upsetting.